Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, it's Wednesday, so it's time for Drive Time Spring Watch with Colly Ennis, Trinity College zoologist and co-host of the podcast, The Critter Shed. And Colly, it's, have I got it right again? The Critter Shed or the Critter Shack? I keep getting it wrong.
The Critter Shed, you got it right.
The Critter Shed, I got it right this time. Okay. Okay, we're going to talk about hedgehogs this evening, but first we want to talk to you about foxes. There's a fox doing the rounds on social media. Sam, the famous Trinity College fox you told us about, Sam, on Drive Time over a year ago. And the reason Sam's doing the rounds on social media is because there's been a very happy update.
Yeah, so during the week we saw the first appearance of Sam's cubs, and we initially thought there was five of them, and now we think there might be seven. So she's done really well for herself, and they all look very healthy and happy, and they're feeding up well. So yeah, it's a really joyful occasion around the college campus at the moment.
Can you just remind us a little bit about Sam for people who maybe weren't aware of her presence or her celebrity?
Yes, so Sam came onto the campus last year around the start of the lockdown. There was her and we think a brother of hers had moved into campus and took up residence. The brother, he got killed in a road traffic accident, unfortunately. But she made her home on campus and she was doing quite well for herself. Then she got sick, she got mange, so we had to get her treated for that. She bounced right back after that and then partnered up with Prince, who is her mate, the dog fox, who arrived on the campus over the Christmas. And they've been a regular feature now around Trinity, and it's really good. It's been uplifting during a difficult year.
Tell me a little bit about mange. We had a fox in our back garden who we were very happy to see running up and down every night when we were sitting in the kitchen. And the fox, the fox's tail went all skinny, like all the fur seemed to fall off it. Would that be mange?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's caught by a mite and it gets into the skin and it gets all the hair will fall out. And to be honest with you, if a fox gets that and they get a bad dose of it, it's usually fatal. So it really is. If you can at all, if you have an urban fox in your area and you see them suffering with mange, try and reach out to a sympathetic vet or one of the wildlife rescue centres in Ireland, and they will hopefully help you out by giving you some medicine that you can feed them. There is a fairly simple treatment for it, but it's an awful disease for foxes to get. So if you can help them out, it is advisable.
And before we move on to hedgehogs, finally on foxes, because I think a lot of people will have got sort of up close with their foxes during the pandemic. They've become very much aware of them and have a lot of, you know, aware of them in their garden or in around their area. Should you feed them if you want to encourage them or look after them, or if you see maybe your fox has babies like Sam? Is there anything you should do to help them?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I would feed urban foxes. I'd leave out a little bit of food, not overfeed them. And the important thing is to not get them too habitualized with human contact, as in that they still have a healthy respect and fear of people. But there's no harm in feeding them and looking after nature. It's a little interaction. Don't overdo it, but leave out some dog treats at night. I don't see any harm in doing it.
Okay, we'll talk about hedgehogs because they are much less frequent sight than they used to be. I'm going to start with the very basic question. What is a hedgehog?
Yeah, it's one of our charming little mammals that we have. You know, they're not actually native to Ireland. They were introduced, we think, by the Normans in the 12th century for food. So but they are habitualized in the country. They've been here for many years. And yeah, you don't see so many of them around anymore. They're small mammals. They're kind of closely related to shrews. Mainly eat insects and bugs, so the gardener's friend. If you have hedgehogs in your garden, it's a blessing, so you won't have all those slugs eating all your prized vegetables. They have that distinctive quills on their back, of course, which is actually made up of keratin, which is a type of the same stuff that our fingernails and our hair is made up of, and they use that for defense. They can roll up into balls and pull that spiky defense mechanism right over their head to protect themselves. So very cute, endearing little creatures.
What could or would want to harm a hedgehog?
Yeah, well, there's on the continent, a lot of owls and bigger birds of prey would eat them a lot. Potentially foxes could eat them. Potentially badgers can eat them. If you find a hedgehog spines just on their own, like the skin with the spines sticking out, if you found that on the ground near a woodland, that would definitely have been a badger, because a badger has the tools to open up the ball of hedgehog when he's coiled up and eat him from the belly up. But it's very rare that would happen. And you could see a lot of videos on YouTube of badgers and hedgehogs and foxes munching away in people's gardens who feed these animals. So it's a rare enough occasion that a badger would eat them, but they are capable of doing it.
Okay, so what have they been up to all winter then? Do they hibernate?
Yep, they've been sleeping, and I'm very envious of them because I wouldn't mind sleeping too this winter that we just had. But yeah, they've been sleeping. They have to fatten up really well over the summer months because they sleep for quite a long time. They go down in October and they could stay down somewhere even into March and April. So it's a good long sleep. So they have to have a lot of fat on them to survive over those lean months. And then when they wake up at this time of year, then they're straight back on the prowl for food and for bugs and even the occasional plate of dog food. If Fido isn't looking, they'll sneak into the garden and rob their food as well. So yeah, they're fattening up right now.
When they hibernate, did I read somewhere that their heartbeat goes down to 5 beats a minute?
Yeah, and their body temperature drops right down as well. So they kind of go into a standby mode, if you will, like when your computer goes into power saving mode. So that's, yeah, it's a really cool trick to be able to survive the harsh winters we have in the Northern Hemisphere.
And what if we don't have a harsh winter? You know, sometimes we, whether it's climate change or not, we don't really know what's going on, but sometimes we get a milder winter. Is there a chance they'd wake up and come out too soon?
Yes, you see, and this is an issue for all our wildlife now with climate change, because the seasons aren't as definitive as they used to be. You will get quite warm days in December, and I see it in my specialty with frogs and amphibians, and you see those animals waking up when they shouldn't be awake. And it's the same for hedgehogs, and it's particularly bad for hedgehogs because once they're awake on a cold, and it gets cold again, they really deteriorate very fast. So if you do come across a hedgehog during the colder months out wandering about, especially if it's out during the daytime, if you spot one, get it to a wildlife or an animal rescue centre ASAP.
And is there anything you can do for them yourself?
Yeah, so I mean, at the moment, there's a survey being undertaken by NUI Galway and the Biodiversity Data Centre. So we don't really know how hedgehogs are doing in Ireland. In the UK and on the continent, their numbers seem to be in decline over the last 20 years. So we really want to find out how they're doing in Ireland. So you can help out with that survey. And if you look it up online, it's the Irish hedgehogsurvey.com. And yeah, all the information there is on that, on how you can help out. In other ways you can help out, it's the same thing we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. It's making your garden more wildlife friendly. Leave piles of logs and branches and twigs and places for hedgehogs to hide out in and to find their food. And also urban centres, more recently, we've been putting a lot of fencing and brick walls in our garden. So if you can, and you convince your neighbours, and I encourage all of you to do this, knock the blocks out of the bottom of your garden. Just one block on each wall, just knock a block out, and that creates a wildlife corridor. That means frogs, hedgehogs, all little mammals that are looking for homes and looking for places to feed can move from one garden to another, as opposed to being stuck in just the one area.
And is it just creates a wildlife corridor. Is it
at ground level? Now, okay. People will say, what about rats and mice getting in? Rats and mice will get in over a 20-foot wall, so it doesn't really make a difference to them. It's really for helping our friendlier wildlife to get around and get into our gardens to live out their lives.
Okay, something that I have wondered about this evening, we'll say, how do hedgehogs mate?
Very carefully. They have to they have to be very careful, of course. So This time of year, the males are out looking for females, and that's most of the hedgehogs you see dead on the side of the road are actually males who are wandering looking for females because they'll have multiple partners. When they find a female, there's a lot of jostling and nudging and harassment, and then if she thinks that he's a suitable partner, she'll flatten out her quills and allow the act to take part. So it's it's very interesting way they go about these things.
Just finally then, Collie, in terms of the families that we might see, we'll finish where we ended. Sam has her, I think you said six or seven, did you say, or five or six cubs, the fox. How many hoglets would we get from a hedgehog, and is there any way of making sure that they're okay if you come across them?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get 4 to 6 hoglets in a litter of hedgehogs, and you know, if you do come across them out in the open again, maybe they've been disturbed by a predator or something similar, it is best to contact a wildlife rescue centre who are capable of rearing them and looking after them.
All right. Thank you so much again, as always, for joining us. That's Collie Ennis, who is Trinity College zoologist and co-host of the podcast, The Critter Shed. Talk to you soon, Collie. Thank you.